Chapter 3. Weaving Connections. Please walk through the glass door now. Stop and look up to your left. Welcome to the museum's windpipe. You share its breath. Please place your left hand on the railing and walk up the ramp. Notice the ventilation system above you on your left side as you walk along. The exhibition rooms at any museum of natural history are kept at a stable 20 degrees Celsius and 50% humidity. In this environment, taxidermy bodies can survive into the future, locked in time. By now, you should be at the top of the ramp. To your right is a threshold to a new environment. Please enter this room. Look around you. You are about to change. Look for sources of light in the room. Slowly begin to close your eyes until you can see just a little bit. What can you perceive? Close your eyes completely now and observe the room. How do you sense movement around you? Perceive dark. Perceive light. Slowly open your eyes, but not completely. Start walking until you find a darker, more shadowy corner of the space, one that you would not usually go to, but please stay in this room. You should now be in a corner. Stand facing the corner and breathe. Remember that your breath is being shared by the many other living beings in this room. In the same way, your tissues and molecules are absorbing the shape and capacities of the other beings surrounding you. Imagine your breathing is coming through the skin of your belly. But now you require much less oxygen than a human. In fact, you can go days without. You are morphing into a being from a family older than the dinosaurs, over 130 million years old. You are leaving warm-blooded mammal life behind. You are getting smaller, much smaller. Use the surrounding walls as support as you crouch and cower down to the ground. You are shrinking. Your bones dissolve. Your ears disappear. The hair on your exoskeleton becomes a new sensory organ. Softly blow on the skin of one of your legs. As this new being you are becoming, your world depends on vibration. You feel movement. You feel vibration through your hairs. Your hairs pick up scent. You stay in a place that you know. You like your corner. You need it. Touch the surface around you with one of your eight extremities. Bring in the other legs and continue to touch and weave the space around you. Are you stable? Are you swaying? The walls and surfaces around you, any object, are points of connection. You can make silk now and weave your own web. You pluck and pull the strings of your web. You create vibration, silk music. If you want to mate, defend, or greet, you tune your web, shortening and lengthening strings as you need. Imagine yourself making that web. Imagine yourself creating new order at the museum, connecting objects differently. Can you feel the museum vibrate with your shaking that was sent in the beginning of this walk? Can you feel the other animals, human or non-human, move, approach, and go away? The moment of you being a spider goes by. Daddy Longlegs, like the one you had just become, arrived in Sydney with the European settlers. They're everywhere now, in the museum, the city, Australia. Move upwards. Look up to the ceiling. There are different skeletons hanging. Find the largest one and follow the direction in which the skull is pointing. You will find a cream-colored column. It is at the top of the stairs. Please walk there now. Let your hand glide over the column until you touch a label hidden under layer upon layer of paint. There are 18 million specimens in this museum, a label applied to each of them. The spider collection alone holds over 500,000. These spiders rest in alcohol or in drawers, where the air conditioner blows a cool breath on them. Walk towards the stairs in front of you. An ethnographic study reveals the following movement observations. Descend each step, one sentence at a time.
Step 1. Humans walk at a slow, leisurely pace. Step 2. Humans walk in groups of two or three. Step 3. Humans walk close to the periphery of the glass cases. Step 4. Humans walk upright. Step 5. Human children run in the space. Step 6. Humans will orbit their eyes but not change height. Step 7. Sometimes humans will use their hands and touch the glass. Step 8. Humans follow the pathway of the museum exhibition. Step 9. Humans walk forwards. Step 10. Humans look at a specimen they are attracted to for up to 40 seconds. Behaviour that is out of line with this is addressed by staff and security.
Walk down the rest of the stairs and stop once you have reached the bottom. The bottom of the stairs marks the end of Chapter 3. Chapter 4 begins at the entranceway to the next gallery, which you will find on your left-hand side at the end of the Indigenous collection. Please refer to the photograph on this museum guide as reference.